It's a very exciting morning because we've got Drew Baldridge on the line. Drew is going to be joining us for our first annual Country Bash at Capital Brewery in Middleton. It's going to be so much fun. Drew, I've seen you several times. We've had you for a Today's Q106 Storyteller Jam. We've had you for Taste of Madison. We had you for a Today's Q106 Summer Kickoff Cruise. You rocked all of them. And Steph finally gets a little sample of Drew Baldridge for the first time.
Yes, I have not seen your show yet, but I've only heard great things. And what I love taking away from Jackson's stories about you, Drew Baldridge, is that you are not shy about getting up and chatting with the people, walking around, taking selfies, doing all that fun stuff.
Oh, no, I love the fans. I love everybody. You know, this is why, one of the reasons why I do music, is I love people. And, you know, we're excited. We've had the blessing to come to Madison a couple of times, and it's just one of my favorite markets and my favorite places to be. And, you know, every time, I mean, even when we play our show, right after we get done, I always go out to the merch table, and I would love to, you know, after we play our show, and meet everybody, hang out, take pictures, sign merch, all that fun stuff. So it's gonna be a good night. Dude, if y'all come out, we can hang out afterwards.
Yeah, it's so much fun. We had you on the Today's Q106 Summer Kickoff Cruise. You know, the Betty Lou cruise boats aren't that big, but, you know, we've done a lot of them. And sometimes the artists, yeah, they'll stay upstairs and, you know, they'll kind of not be bothered. You went up to each and every person on that boat and had a conversation with each person on there. And I love seeing that. As someone who is making their way in the entertainment industry, you know, you really show love for your fans and those who are the ones that raise you up. And for you to make that connection with them really means a lot, especially to us who get to meet a lot of artists who maybe aren't really into doing that. And I can't tell you from the bottom of our heart here at Today's Q106, thank you for how great you've been at all of our shows. And I think that's why we had to have you. And because you rock the stage. It is so much fun watching you up on stage. It is great.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And I think it helps probably coming from a small town where I never meet a stranger. You know, a lot of times where I grew up is like, you know, you can't go to the gas station without talking to somebody for 30 minutes. So I just like talking to people and hanging out. You know, we really do also like rocking the stage. And right now, you know, we're working a brand new single, the country radio, and it just came out. It just came out a couple days ago. So
what's the name of it?
It's called Middle of Nowhere Kid.
Drew Baldridge, new music, love it.
Brand new music, and y'all are some of the first, one of the first stations play this song. So it's pretty awesome.
Drew Baldridge, as we get to know you a little bit better, do you drink beer? Are you a fan of beer, or what's your drink of choice?
Well, I actually don't drink.
Good for you.
If I drink something, it'll probably be sweet tea, I guess, is my drink of choice.
Well, we'll make sure there's sweet tea at Capital Brewery. I'll handle drinking the beer. Yeah. You handle drinking the sweet tea, okay, Drew Baldridge?
Yeah, most of the time I leave the drink and the beer to my band.
Yeah, so. We do a good job.
I've always heard that bands do a pretty good job of handling that. Where did that beer go?
Yeah.
Ask the bass player. He knows exactly where it went.
The band's and the fan.
If you want to buy us a beer, definitely just go up to my bass player. He'll
do that. That's funny.
Now, you're from Southern Illinois, correct?
Yeah, I'm from Southern Illinois, so it's probably about six or 7 hours south of y'all.
So something I love hearing is that you've got a thick accent.
Yeah.
Now, I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana, and everyone's like, why do you sound the way that you do? You're not from the South. And I'm like, I don't know. I got a lot of hillbilly in my family. I don't know, but we y'all, my dad washes the dishes down
yeah,
there.
Washes them.
Yeah, yeah, but like, mom. You know, but because like Illinois, you guys probably get a lot of, wait a minute, you're from Illinois. Why don't you have the Chicago accent talking about sausages and stuff? But there's southern parts of that state, too.
I always get that. I mean, every time, you know, we've been traveling around the country, around the world, playing music, and every time we go anywhere, they ask, well, where are you from? I say, Illinois. They're like, well, why do you talk the way you do?
Yes, thank you.
Why do you do all this? And it's like, it's completely different being, you know, being from Southern Illinois instead of Chicago. And so
it's a long
everybody
state.
Around me, this is the way we talk. We live a country lifestyle. We grew up farming. It's just a bunch of rural areas.
So what's a phrase you like saying, no matter where you go? Like, for me, I will always ask, where is the bubbler? And people in California are like, what the heck are you talking about? No, it's not a device for your weed. I'm talking about the water fountain. What's something that you grew up saying that you're always going to continue? You don't care why.
Grew up saying?
Yeah, like a phrase.
Like a saying that you say where people are like, what? They kind of look at you weird, like something that is very from your area.
Because I think my mom always would be... You know, are you gonna eat a bowl of cereal?
A bowl of cereal? Yeah.
That's so sweet.
I love that.
A bowl is a bow. It was like a hunting bow.
I would say the reason Southern folks talk the way they do is because the more south you get, the hotter it is, and we just ain't got that kind of time to say all them letters.
Yeah, that's right.
We got to conserve our energy to stay cool.
That's great. We're so excited, Drew Baldridge. We will see you at Capital Brewery this Saturday. Get your tickets now before they're gone. Just text the word BASH to 608-321-1063. We can't wait for another great Drew Baldridge show with today's Q106.